Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim.
There today. This is the AmeriChicks. I'm Molly Vogt.
And I'm Kim Munson.
And we're the AmeriChicks on KDMT 1690 AM every Monday to Friday while you are driving home. Hopefully you're not stuck in traffic, but sometimes you are because this is Colorado. Everybody wants to come to Colorado.
They do, but if you're stuck in traffic, we promise that it'll be a fun hour. You'll learn something, we'll have some great conversations, talk about some issues, so all is well.
We're not only going to talk about issues, we're going to talk about solving issues, because that's what we care about. You know, we elect leaders to go to the Capitol in D.C., here in Colorado, to our city council, to our school board. You know, we have some people that we put into place to protect our rights and our children and our health care and our education and our financial means, our, you know, our ability to go after our dreams. And unfortunately, we have to watch those guys and gals even once they're in office. One thing I want to say that is positive, Kim, finally, the Senate today decided to vote, at least to have a debate, further discussion on the health care that they've been promising for 7 years they were going to fix.
7 years, and I think it's been 201 days since either they took office or President Trump took office. I cannot believe that they have not gotten this done, Molly.
Yeah. Well, like we say, we look at issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. It does not matter if you have an R or a D behind your name. What matters is how you vote. Are you for little government, as was planned by our founding fathers, and bigger individual? Or are you for big government taking from the people? We don't want you to provide everything for us. We don't think that you're smarter than we are. We can make our own choices, and especially when it comes to health care. Thank you, John McCain. I never thought I'd say that. Thank you, John McCain, for coming back, and especially after he just had such terrible health news on his own. You know, he has brain cancer, and I'm just so thankful to him that he came in and thought it was important enough to vote on the health care law.
So definitely, thank you. So, Molly, speaking of issues, last night we did something really fun over at Water's Edge Winery. We've started this whole new thing that we can look to ourselves for our solutions. We can look to ourselves for starting a movement. So this was really kind of your brainchild, hashtag I am a movement. And we had a bunch of friends show up last night. They got behind the camera, or they got in front of the camera, and they talked about something that was on their heart and how they were going to fix it. It was really a blast. So we're going to be rolling out those interviews here in the future.
We sure will. And we also have a Facebook page, AmeriChicks, I Am a Movement. And we would love it if you would go there and share with us your number one issue on your mind, just the number one challenge facing America that you care about, why it matters to you. You know, I care about education, I'm a parent, or I care about the economy because I'm a business owner, or I'm, you know, just getting out of college and starting my own business, and all of a sudden I see regulations are kind of painful. And then what is your solution? It could be a non-government solution, or at least a smaller government solution. But let's share that and then hashtag it on Twitter and Facebook, I Am a Movement. And Kim and I are going to continue to do these events. We want you to come down. Like Kim said, we were at Water's Edge Winery. We brought the camera. People, you know, had you know, some snacks, some cheese, some fruit, and finally got their courage up and got up there and shared it. And we will be sharing those videos here shortly.
Yeah, it was really fun. And even people that said initially, oh, I don't want to do this, we're almost ready to pack up the equipment. And one lady, she said, wait a minute, I'm ready. So it was really a blast.
Yeah, it sure was. So can I tell you one more thing on my radar?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, we one of our advertisers is Evan, Your IT Guy. And if you go to evanyouritguy.com and sign up, you can get one of these covers for your computer camera
that
on your screen.
Looks better than the tape
that we had. Because, you know, cyber people can, they get online, they hack your computer, and unfortunately, they look at you sometimes in your computer, in your phone.
Without my makeup on.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So anyway, but that's the worst of the problems. I just read this message today that says that Disney's next move is watching you too, their next movie. So Disney has this whole research group, and I can't get my phone. It looks stuck. But anyway.
You need Evan, Your IT Guy.
I need Evan, My IT Guy. Yeah. But so they have a new research group that is using artificial intelligence during the movies to watch the audience's facial expressions. And so how are you reacting to the movie? And if it's good or bad, they can make decisions on how they're going to change the movie, change the ending, what they're going to do. And I thought, okay, well, this is interesting that we're going to have them watching us while we're watching TV. But I was scrolling down through the article, and it sounds like Snapchat is already doing this. Now, Snapchat, I've never used. Apparently, I'm too old. I'm still trying to figure out Twitter. But, you know, people, they take pictures and send messages, I think, and the younger people use this. And then supposedly it goes away really quick, so it's private. So they think that it's safe. But now this article is saying that Snapchat is using the same technology. It's looking at your facial expressions on the screen, through the screen. And it's kind of judging you based on that.
You know, Molly, as you know, I have a big book collection. You know I like books.
I know, and you like to carry them around even when we travel. I'm gonna say, why don't you buy some soft cover books instead of hardcover books, Kimmy's? I mean, Bucket of Rocks?
I thought it was very appropriate to take my Winston Churchill book to Normandy. It was a rather large book. And when I arrived at the airport, I thought Molly was going to, you were not happy with me. I also took my Bible, didn't I?
Her very heavy Lutheran hardback study Bible.
Molly
and
was,
I think, her roller skates or something.
Yeah, and she looked at me and she said, you are carrying your own bag. But to that point, I think books are important. I've never had a book look back at me and try to get data on me. And so I think actually today's discussion will be pretty interesting because we're going to be talking about education.
And sorry. Yeah, we sure will. And one of the things on education, too, that we've had brought before us before is that, you know, they're trying to get all of these computers into schools and to make sure the kids always are using a computer. And I got kind of concerned when Common Core was taking away the opportunity to learn cursive. And if you can't learn cursive and everything is just a typewriter, how do you read your grandparents' letters? How do you read the Declaration of Independence? How do you search for the truth? And Kim, you still use those big old dictionaries to look up words rather than the computer because you don't trust it. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't want them changing words on me. So. But, you know, that is our opinion. We actually have two people that are stepping up to the plate for the Douglas County School Board. When we come back, you'll get to know them.
If you're a veteran looking to purchase a home, choose the local experts at Home Mortgage Alliance. VA loans offer qualifying veterans the option to buy without a down payment, and closing fees are limited. Active duty or retired military, reserves, and surviving spouses may qualify. Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook have spent decades finding the correct loan to suit your unique financial situation. Give Home Mortgage Alliance a call at 303-888-2732. That's 303-888-2732. Or check them out on our Americhicks referral list at Americhicks.com.
Home Mortgage Alliance LLC is an approved FHA lender and sponsored agent of VA loans. NMLS number 1137507.
When buying or selling your home, you need a top-notch negotiator with experience. Award-winning RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine has helped individuals navigate the ups and downs of the Denver real estate market for over 25 years. Karen Levine is honest, trustworthy, and has your best interests in mind. Let Karen help you find the right home for your lifestyle. Call Karen at 303-877-7516 for a no-cost consultation. That's 303-877-7516, or visit her online at Karen-Levine.com and tell her the Americhicks sent you.
Today you need to have a great online and social media presence, and the best in the biz is Desi On Demand. The Americhicks, Molly and Kim, personally work with Brandon, the founder of Desi On Demand. Desi On Demand is instrumental with our video projects, Chick Chat, Eggs, Exceptional Endeavors, and our World War II project. We most heartily endorse his creativity, innovation, dedication, and integrity. Brandon and his team bring all that to the table. Check out Desi On Demand's website at mydesi.com or call 303-359-1522 for more info, and be sure to tell them the Americhicks sent you.
Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, oh my! No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the American sent you.
So Molly and Kim, we are sleuths for truth. We look at issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Our goal is to educate, inspire, and then encourage people to engage. And speaking of engaging, we have a couple of people in studio that are stepping up to the plate. They put their names forward with the Elevate Douglas County School Board slate. It's Randy, Ryan, Deborah, and Grant. And we have Randy Mills in studio and Deb Scheffel. So, Randy, welcome.
Thank you.
And Deb, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, are you guys crazy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I wanted to get that out first.
Crazy like Fox.
So the Douglas County School Board, it's kind of an important race. Deb, why is it important, do you think?
You know, it's important because the children of our county really are the future of our country. And what happens in school is so essential to the parents. They know their kids make up their mind about life in school and at home. And school has such a huge influence, and our teachers in Douglas County are probably our best treasure. We want to make sure Douglas County is a great place to attract and retain wonderful teachers. And school, education, is just such a huge leverage point in our culture. And we just really believe that if we can have some great leadership and some excellent policies and wonderful practices in terms of curriculum and honoring teachers and working with parents so that they have the options they need, that just we'll just have an awesome community and we'll be able to continue some of the work that we've been doing.
Okay, well, good. Well, tell us a little bit about you, Deb.
You know, I got my start in Douglas County and taught special education there a number of years ago. It was my first job after I got my master's degree. So I have a huge warm spot in my heart for Douglas County and love working with students that sometimes struggle in learning and really believe in individualization in education and how important it is. There's lots of different models, many options, not a one-size-fits-all system. So I've been an educator a long time. I've been in K-12 education. Right now I'm in teacher preparation, preparing teachers to go into classrooms and have all the skills they need to work with all different kinds of kids and meet a whole continuum of needs. And so I really am a lifetime teacher and just love that work.
Well, and that is really where education occurs, is between the teacher and the students.
That's right.
I did a speech just recently, and I thought about my speech was that all the things I learned about freedom on the playground, like you're not the boss of me and who says. And I thought about it. And I sat down and I could name every one of my elementary school teachers except one. So so teachers just are so important. They have tremendous effect on people's lives. So Randy Mills, you're part of this Elevate Douglas County slate. It's Randy, Ryan, Deborah, and Grant. So why do you think it's important, and why are you running?
Well, I'm running for a number of reasons, but my first passion is I'm a dad, and I have superhuman power.
Oh, you did? What?
I do.
That's
as
good.
As a matter of fact, I think when your children grow a little older and maybe into their teens, that dissipates a little bit. You lose some of those superhuman powers, but then it comes back later. And maybe it's after they're out of school and they're married. But being a dad is just a special honor, and I'm passionate about it. Our experience, Debbie's my wife, our experience in Douglas County has been for both of our daughters to go all the way from K through 12, and it's been a marvelous one. We've really enjoyed it. And I think that experience should not only be the standard, it should be something better for the new generation that's coming into Douglas County.
And you've had a kind of great experience with the education of your children. So tell us about that.
Sure. We have two daughters, our oldest, Hannah, and our youngest, Madeline. Hannah is has a master's right now in business administration, and Madeline is working on her graduate degree. But for our daughters, what was unique for us is that we spent about 20-some-plus years in Highlands Ranch, and we later moved to Castle Rock, a little bit rural, for a unique purpose. Both of our daughters love horses. They have a passion for rodeo. And some things in the Douglas County school system enabled them to compete in that. One of them was open enrollment to be able to change schools when we moved. And the second one was e-online. It was the opportunity for Madeline to go online and free up her Fridays so that she could compete on the rodeo trail Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
So Randy Mills, I love this. I love, you know, A, that you're running for school board, and B, that you come from a background that you are a parent, you've had kids that have gone through the Dougco school system, and that you've got these gals that aren't like every other kid. They actually needed something a little outside of the box for their education choices because they wanted to be able to compete and travel and still make the honor roll and do really great with their grades at the same time. I love it because, you know, one size doesn't fit all. You know, I've got to tell you, because politics is getting so cray cray these days, I have been going back and watching some Little House on the Prairie episodes just to feel good again, you know. But, you know, you look at what they're doing in the 1800s, they were in one room schoolhouse. They had one teacher for every single grade and all the kids were in there together and they got the same education no matter what. But, you know, as you can see, we are different. We kids are different, just like adults are different. And we have different passions and wants and needs and different interests. And I think that it's cool, Randy, that your kids had the opportunity, you know, in the 21st century to be able to compete in horse races around the country and still get their schooling because they had the online option as well. It just seems really cool to me.
It was fabulous, to be honest with you. For Madeline, I'm just amazed even looking back at the time because how diligent and how deliberate she was in her studies, because that our kitchen table became the schoolroom, and it was, you know, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and that was Monday through Thursday. They freed up that Friday so that we could travel. Now rodeo is kind of a funny sport. I'll just share this with you. I joke about this, but it's probably one of the few sports where you can travel 8 hours and fill up, you know, two times with diesel and run 17 seconds and stop, you know. So it's unique, but it's something that we embraced with our daughters, and we are blessed with the flexibility in the Douglas County school system.
You know, our families had a similar experience because two of my nieces have gone to a charter in Douglas County that they've just really enjoyed, and they've moved in and out of the system in various ways, been able to play sports in some of the schools in Douglas County, and just have really benefited from the flexibility. And I talked to a high school student recently that was really struggling in a traditional high school setting, was able to take an online option and get the credits she needed to move on. So I think this idea that one size doesn't fit all, and there's just so many great stories that we hear every day of kids that find the way, their path to success, that's what we want for every student in Douglas County. Mm-hmm.
And Deb Scheffel, you were a teacher. You've been a teacher. Can you give some examples of just some differences that you know, one kid needed than another kid, and just ideas? Because I think there are some people out there like me that don't have kids. Not yet. But education is important to me because these kids are going to be the kids that may be operating on me in the future. They're going to be the politicians. They're going to be, you know, building the roads. It's important to me that kids, even if they're not mine, have a great education. Talk about the one size that didn't fit all, what you've seen out there.
Yeah, so many stories come to me frequently in this area, and some kids love the technological approach to education. They love online learning. They like the autonomy of it. They like the asynchronicity of it. They can learn anytime, any place, move in and out of their coursework. Other students need to be in a classroom with a teacher all the time, and they need small group instruction to really be able to move forward. Others like do well with larger group instruction. So, I mean, there's just so many different ways of teaching. Some kids learn better with a verbal approach, others with more visual approach. I mean, there's all kinds of styles of learning, preferences, penchants, different ways of teaching, and just having all those options because no child is like any other. And parents are the ones that just see that so clearly, and teachers do too. You know, they're the ones that are in the classroom every day, and they're trying to reach those two or three kids who are not profiting from maximally what they're doing. And they're the ones that think through that and puzzle over it at night and come back the next day and try a new technique. And it's having that continuum of options that just makes a school district wonderful.
You know, Deb, that makes me think of a story of one of my kids' second grade teacher. And I walked in the classroom, because you have a real heart for teachers. And I walked in the classroom, and I'll just call her Mrs. D. And I knew it was going to be an awesome year. I mean, she was probably out of school maybe 2 or 3 years. And the kids loved her. I mean, they couldn't wait to get to school. And this was my youngest. And I would go in and do Thursday folders every week because I just wanted to be able to help in the classroom and you know, just, you know, say hi, know what's going on. And so I'd gone in to do Thursday folders, and Mrs. D pulled me aside and she said, your son is not doing the work. Mark is not doing the work that he, the quality work he normally does. And so they're walking by going out to recess. Now, these are second graders. And so we pulled him over and she said, Mark, you just don't seem to be doing your very best. What's going on? And he put his tongue in his cheek and he said, I have a disease. And we said, well, what is that disease? Maybe you might want to start working harder. And what she gave to those second graders really touched my heart. And you see that all the time, don't you?
Yeah, very definitely. I just have such respect for teachers. I am a teacher, and I know the teachers are the ones that are there after school helping kids get to the bus. They're the ones that put Band-Aids on kids' knees. They're the ones that talk to parents for hours trying to figure out how we could do this better, where's the breakdown if there is one in terms of learning. And teachers are the ones that are there for the kids. And I just want to do all I can to respect them, lift them up, give them the support they need. Usually when there are issues in a school or a classroom, the teacher is the one that knows exactly what to do. They're the ones with the best ideas to figure out how to address it. So I love empowering teachers so that they can do their best professional work.
Oh, I love that. Randy, let's move back over to you. Just let's kind of close the loop, if you will, regarding your daughter. And she was rodeoing. What happened with that?
Well, Madeline, our youngest, had a passion, not only in the competitive world, but also, in the arena in the competitive world, but also on the stage. And so she had, over a period of 10 or more years, wanted to pursue a title. And she was last year's Miss Rodeo Colorado 2016.
Oh, that's so cool.
That involves a lot more than just horsemanship and having, as we would say, a good seat in the saddle kind of thing. It's also public speaking, impromptu speaking, just all around good, ambassador for the sport of rodeo, particularly a professional Cowboys Association. So she traveled all of Colorado, traveled across the United States. And right now, through some scholarships, she's working on that graduate degree.
That is
online, by the way.
Online. Oh, that's really cool. You know, I grew up in Western Kansas, and Little Bridges Rodeo was a big, big thing. So I've always had an appreciation for that. And I think—
Did you ever go mutton busting?
I didn't.
What did you do at the rodeo?
I just watched.
Oh,
just
okay.
Watched. Thanks, Molly, for throwing me under the bus, throwing me under the horse there.
I'd love to see you mutton busting.
Yeah. But I find that really exciting. I love what you're talking about here is the realization that every child is an individual. And, of course, Molly's really an individual.
Yes.
I've learned that over the last four years.
Thank you. They broke the mold when they made me, I tell you that. But the point is, you know, that Randy and Deb are running for Douglas School Board. And the reason it's important to have a conversation with them right now is to find out, you know, where are they coming from? What do they think is important? You know, we've got a teacher in Deb and Randy. He's had two girls that have done really, really great jobs, and they've had unique school experiences. They've been competing. They've been big winners. You've got Miss Rodeo 2016 and did online courses. And Randy, I know that you've got a lot more stories to tell because you come from a teaching family as well. And so when we come back, let's talk about more about what you care about and why you're running.
Have a great night out and watch the best movies under the stars at the historic 88 Drive-In Theater. Beginning Friday, July 21st, the triple feature at 88 Drive-In will include Spider-Man Homecoming, Valerian, and Baby Driver. Admission is $8 per person and children under 12 are free. Stay for one or all three. Please be sure to visit the delicious snack bar to help 88 Drive-In Theater continue to bring you the best in movie entertainment. Get their special pizza deal Monday through Thursday. Receive one 12-inch pizza and two 16-ounce sodas, all for only $11. Stay up to date on movie showings and times at 88drivein.net. And be sure to tell them the Americhicks sent you.
Molly and Kim here. And, you know, there's so much going on in our country today that a lot of people we've been asking, you know, what's the issue on your heart today? And what do you think the solution is? And no matter what the issue, you know, politics is a big one. Most people say education is the number one issue in America today. If we could teach our children, if we could just make sure that they're taught correctly, taught the truth, taught well, educated, we've got to reach all kids. They're not all the same. The one size doesn't fit all. Let's make sure that we've got the proper, you know, classroom style and teachers for everybody. And so we think that's important. You know, and it doesn't matter, Kim, if you have kids or you don't have kids. I don't. I still care about the future, our education for future kids, because these kids are going to be in my life. They're going to be in my nieces and nephews' life forever. They'd be our doctors. They're going to be, you know, our politicians. They're going to, you know, build our roads, build our houses, what have you. So it's important that we have our kids educated. So on that note, the AmeriChicks today, we're talking about one solution. We want to make sure that we have a great group of folks that are on the school boards in Colorado. And there's a big race coming up in Douglas County. And so we've got four folks that we want to talk about. We've got two in studio right now, but check them out at ElevateDouglasCounty.com. We have Randy Mills, Ryan Abrash, Deborah Scheffel, and Grant Nelson. In studio, we have Randy and Deb, and we are talking to them about why they're running for office and the school board. And next, I just wanted to ask, what do they think the biggest issues are facing Douglas County that you want to make sure that we touch on? So Deborah Scheffel, let's start with you.
Great. I'm happy to address that. You know, I think schools are the real core of a community and have been for many years. And I think some of the negativity on the board's been problematic for the community. I think that has to be addressed, number one, because when there's negativity, we lack trust, we lack respect, we lack discourse between parents and teachers and leadership to solve the problems that are in the district and to really elevate the wonderful things that are happening. So let's restore respect and great discourse between all those folks in Douglas County and address some of the negativity. We have such a great county and such an awesome school district, and we need to really just support teachers so that they can do their best work. I think also the budget's an issue. I know that the current leadership has identified some savings in the budget. I think that's a good first step. Whether or not there needs to be additional support for Douglas County, we have to look at that after we look at the details of the budget. But the budget's an issue, and we have to determine if there's enough funds there to do a wonderful, great job in Douglas County. Also looking at the curriculum. I know that teachers obviously spend most of their time teaching great skills to students and knowledge and understanding and dispositions and all those things that create a wonderful experience. And teachers need to be empowered to really be able to choose and use a wonderful curriculum that supports all the kids and that there's enough individualization inside of it. So those are a couple issues, really: respect, listening, restoring a positive context, engaging parents, engaging teachers, empowering teachers, lifting them up. They're the ones that are in the trenches working with our kids. And we need to make sure that they have the tools they need to be successful.
Well, thank you, Deborah Scheffel. And Randy, what would you say are the biggest issues that are facing Douglas County and the school district right now?
Well, I'd like to share something I'm very passionate about. And as you know, my past, one of those areas goes way back to our American founding. So I'm a founder of Revive 1787, which was an educational charity. And I think there's something poignant to point out off that parchment. And that is the pursuit of happiness. And I look at it this way. I think that the pursuit of happiness has two cornerstones, and one is life and the other one's liberty. And the building blocks in between it are education. And I think virtually every founding father thought the same way. Look at James Madison, right? Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, right? And so I think that an emphasis in the bottom up, our teachers, our involved parents, is essential. Douglas County is doing some good things, and it's reflected in some benchmarks. It's not to say that there isn't a vision for higher excellence, but there's some good things happening, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. We have 90.1% of our students graduating from high school in 4 years. We have an amazing ACT score. It's almost it's very high. Colorado, did you know this? Colorado, at 20.6 ACT score, is number 2 in the United States where there's 100% participation. Well, that's commendable.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas County is at 92.5. Things are going good. I would like to think, and I'm quite certain, that's attributed to good teachers,
okay,
great parents, involvement in a system. Now, there's some kinks, and we know that they're there, and we're working to be visionaries, because I know that our role is to produce lifelong learners.
No, Randy, and just a question on clarification on those eight, you were talking about ACT scores, right? And so the average in the country is what? Is it?
I don't know what the average in the country is. I know that Colorado, where there's 100% participation, I read that we are number two.
Okay. And do you, what is that? 20.2 or something? Or
it was 20.6.
Okay. And then, I don't know, I thought I read someplace, I just wanted to clarify that Douglas County, their ACT scores, I thought I saw 22.5 or something
like
that.
I'm sorry, that's correct. Did I misspoke? It was 22.5.
Okay,
correct.
Okay, yeah. I think you said 19 point something, and I'm like, wait a minute, I thought I read something at 22.5, which is impressive.
It is impressive.
So there's some things that are going really, really right, and yeah. we like that part of it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's amazing teachers back there, and we're looking forward to meeting a number of them. My father was a teacher. My mother was a teacher. So I not only went to school for 8 hours in a teaching environment, I came home to a teaching environment. And my father spent 30 plus years as a business educator and English minor in high school. And he was the founder, this is going way, way back in the 70s, right? He was the founder of a work-study program. Now, I grew up overseas, Department of Defense student, and I'd like to share my experience and where one of the key areas that I'd like to serve on the Douglas County Board, and it has to do with skilled trades and vocational training.
And we're this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and we're talking with Randy Mills. He is one of four on the ElevateDouglasCounty.com running for the school board. So go ahead. We're talking about your dad.
Sure. In my final 2 years in high school, I was able to take a work-study program in an environment that didn't have many educational opportunities, just being overseas. But I loved to draft. I took drafting classes, and I went to work 2 hours in the day out to facilities engineering or Xerox or some major Fortune 500 companies drafting. Little did I know that when I came stateside to go to college, I would be forced into the workplace. And one of the benefits was to have those rolled up drawings of mine to demonstrate. And I was immediately hired in a civil engineering firm. I think, and I can envision where Douglas County could be a premier vocational training environment where we not only prepare our students with excellent academics, but also a real life skill set to be able to enter, if they so choose, directly into the marketplace. And maybe even better yet, maybe as entrepreneurs, maybe they could come in as producers and employers. And I don't think that's too far stretched of a vision. So I'm excited to explore that opportunity.
Well, Randy Mills, I'm happy that you brought that up. You know, when I was in junior high, I took shop. We still had all that available. It was shop. It was sewing. It was, don't tell. I know I didn't do a grade, but I did good in shop. Don't give me that look, Kim. But you know, I've seen recently, it seems like the vocational classes have gone out of the way in the public schools. And I hear a lot of government talk about, you know, the government's going to do some sort of workforce deal with schools, and they're going to force something like that. But I don't think that we need the government to do that. So I'm glad to hear that you're running for the school board in Douglas County and that you're talking about some sort of vocational training again, because I think it should happen at that level. I think it should happen in the county, and because the parents and the teachers think that's important for the kids, not because the government's going to take more money from we the people to do it their way, because as I've found, the government way usually ends up more expensive and less effective.
Yeah, I think a good solution to that is a strong, rich, vibrant partnership between private sector and the school district. Wouldn't that be amazing to see that? And you know what? There's just lots of business. I'm a small business owner who would love to be able to facilitate that, to bring up and nurture just great creative minds. I happen to be in the trades, and the trades are suffering. I mean, I just read an article in the Denver Post where it said that today we're 10,000 jobs in the trades short.
And we have kids sitting in their parents' basement, not working. There's something that's not connecting there. So I'm really excited about this focus that you're bringing forward regarding vocational technical training at the Douglas County School District. We're going to go to break. We're talking with Deb Scheffel and Randy Mills.
In a world of uncertainty, anything can happen. It pays to protect yourself, your family, your business, your home, and your car. And it pays to work with the proven professionals at Alliance Insurance Services. Jeremy McCallum and his Alliance Insurance Services team work with a variety of insurance companies competing for your business. Jeremy and the Alliance Insurance Services team helps you find the right insurance at the right price. They know you'll sleep better at night knowing Alliance Insurance Services is handling all of your insurance needs. Give them a call today at 303-431-9351. That's 303-431-9351. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChick sent you.
Freedom begins in your house, not the White House. We Americans enjoy the privileges of a free society, and each of us has a duty and responsibility to keep America's unique ideals of freedom on course. How? Lens of Liberty can help. Lens of Liberty's Free Freedom Kit provides a complete guide to help you be informed, stay vigilant, and fight back for liberty. Order your Free Freedom Kit from lensofliberty.org now. That's lensofliberty.org, so you are armed with the tools necessary to stand for America's ideals.
Hey, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. And, you know, speaking of America, nothing better than a good old 80s hair band. I'm going to see Tesla tonight. What are you doing?
Are they subsidized by the government?
Heck no, because I'm paying. Okay. If they were, it wouldn't be as much fun, now would it? Real quick, you know, big thank you to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate it. We couldn't be on the air, Kim and I, without you. And Evan, your IT guy, is one of our newest. And they do a great job. They're actually not open yet. They're starting next month. But anytime, 24/7, whatever issue you have with your computer, hardware, software, external drive, you know, memory, whatever it is, 24/7, rather than doing what Kim Munson does and bugging her neighbor in the middle of the night with a knock on the door, you can just call them up over the phone and they will hook you up with a specialist that will fulfill your needs. And if you go on their line right now on the website, evanyouritguy.com, and fill out their information there and give them your name, they will send you one of these camera covers for your computer so that nobody's watching you unless you want them to. Mm-hmm. We've got them. They got a fancy little slide.
Yep,
mm-hmm. So check out evanyouritguy.com.
Right. And they are planning on rocking and rolling in August. So, Molly, this has been a great show. We have in studio with us two of the four of the Elevate Douglas County School Board slate. We have in with us Randy Mills. Ryan Abrush is running with him as well. And then Deborah Scheffel and Grant Nelson. And we'll have Ryan and Grant in studio, I think, next week or the week thereafter. So it's really been great getting to know you guys. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. It's great.
Thank you.
You know, there's a couple of other questions. And Deb, I think I'm going to toss this over here to you. There's been a lot of kind of acrimony and discord on the school board. And I don't think parents like that. I think people would really like the school board to get back to work. I mean, how will you address that?
You know, I think you're exactly right. And we really have to address issues of respect, restoring stability, really making Douglas County a place where we can attract and retain the best teachers, empowering teachers to do their best work as professionals. They are the ones in whose hands really education rests. And we need to support them. We also want to work with parents and give them a voice. They're the ones that send their kids out the door every day and hope they're having a wonderful experience. They're safe. And they're just with, you know, wonderful teachers that care and that know their subject matter well. So I really think this issue of respect, stabilizing the situation, being able to engage in great discourse, civil discourse, professionalism, all those words which really distill down into people dealing with people in respectful ways.
You know, and Deb, you have really given your whole life to education and to teachers. I mean, you train teachers. You understand you know, what's going on out there kind of in the front lines of the classroom.
That's right.
And
yes.
So you have a heart for that.
I do. You know, teacher preparation, I've worked in just a number of universities and lots of different contexts trying to train teachers so that they walk into classrooms best equipped to do a great job with kids. That's why they go into education. They go in for altruistic reasons. They care about children, care about the future of the nation, care about the profession, about their colleagues. Teachers are just a wonderful group, and I've always been honored to be one myself. And I think empowering them is what we need to do.
Deb Scheffel, I'm just going to key in here. I'm so excited that you said respect, because I've been to a couple of the old school board meetings in several counties. And it just looking at what should be role models for the kids and for the teachers and for the parents. I mean, there are people that fill the room and you see just kind of like eighth grade girlish kind of fighting and, you know, negativity and disrespect and not even looking in the eye of somebody that you disagree with when you talk. I see that at city council meetings. I see that at the state legislature. I think, you know, the universities today, we see that teachers are showing kind of a negative example. Regardless of whether you agree with somebody or not, our founding fathers still showed them respect. And, you know, and they used their brains and they used their minds to come up with their argument to help persuade their case rather than, you know, the screaming and the yelling match and putting somebody else down. So, you know, I think it goes to say at the education level, respect is the most important place to start showing that. So thank you, Deb Scheffel, for saying that that's important to you as you're running for Douglas County School Board.
Well, and you know, Molly, I think that there was, I'm thinking of Douglas County because I've gone to a number of the meetings and there was frustration. I think that there were things that, you know, looking forward, we can improve upon with teachers. What do you think, Deb?
Definitely. And I think really we all want the same thing. We want a great education system that gets our students ready for the future. We want them to have great social relationships, learn what they need to learn, adopt wonderful skills, prepare for the future, be able to walk into opportunities after they exit K-12 education. We all want the same thing, and teachers are really the key to that, certainly, and parents too. Parents are the child's first teacher. Mm-hmm. So we have to ensure that we have great partnership with them and that parents are getting the kind of education for their kids that they want. So really, that triad of students, teachers, parents, and the community, that's the foundation of a great school district, and Douglas County definitely is a great district and can be better as we embrace these basic tenets of respect, civil discourse, and professionalism.
Okay. Deb Scheffel, thank you so much. And then Randy Mills, kind of what is something that you really want to make sure that our listeners know about you before we're just about out of time here?
Yeah, I think a personal mission is to be to embrace a vocational tech endeavor. I've chosen to codename it the Benjamin Endeavor, right?
Love
so
it.
After Dr. Benjamin Franklin, I mean, he's known as saying, tell me and I will forget, teach me and I will remember, involve me and I will learn, right? So he who hath a trade hath an estate. I think we can equip these young adults who are on the cusp of breaking into our marketplace with a variety of skill sets, not, as I mentioned earlier, not just academic, but real world abilities so that they can engage and become producers and pursue happiness.
Well said.
Well, there's real dignity in having the tools. You know, people, I've heard, Molly, I've heard different politicians say that we need to educate kids for the workforce. And I'm kind of like, wait a minute. I think that we need to educate kids that they have the tools to go after their hopes and dreams, so that they can create the life that they want to, so that they can pursue their happiness. And so I think it's a really important time. So this has been just a real delight to talk with the Elevate Douglas County slate. It is Randy, Ryan, Deborah, and Grant. We were talking with Deb Scheffel here in studio, as well as Randy Mills. So thank you. And, you know, speaking, you know, this makes me think of entrepreneurship. And we are really excited and blessed to work with some fabulous entrepreneurs as we grow our brands together here with the AmeriChicks. And one of those is Jeremy McCallum. He is in the insurance business. And Jeremy's on the line. Hey, Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good. And you are the president of Alliance Insurance Services. And you're an entrepreneur. You create jobs. You give a great service to individuals. So tell people exactly what's going on out there in the insurance industry right now, Jeremy.
Well, sure. Obviously, we had a pretty big hail event 2 months ago in May, largest one ever. And we're already starting to see Colorado insurers adjusting some rates north or up on both the home and auto lines. Along with the increased rates, many carriers are also doing some creative things and adjusting deductibles to where those are also going to be a little bit larger than they probably have been in the past. So those are some things that are definitely changing on as a result of the recent storms. And in fact, also remember, we still have about a month and a half to go in our peak catastrophe season, so we're not out of the woods yet there. But consumers should definitely be reviewing their renewal rates and also taking a look at what their deductibles are doing. That kind of slides under the radar and doesn't get noticed sometimes. And always want people to be aware of what they might be getting themselves into there.
And you
you
provide insurance across the spectrum for home, auto, business, life, right? All those things?
Yep, and umbrella and toys, kind of the whole gamut there. We do just about everything but health insurance.
And you don't work with just one company. You have several different companies that you can choose from so that you can tailor the insurance plan for each individual.
That's correct. We're an independent agency. We represent several of the top carriers in the state. And we have some pretty proud partners out there that we do a lot of business with and that actually do a great job in claims times like we're going through now. You always want to kind of have a reputable carrier when you're, you know, going through needing a new roof or a new car as a result of the damages that have recently been caused. So we're proud of our carriers and have a great relationship with them.
Awesome. Now, Jeremy McCallum, tell me, do you have a crystal ball? Can you tell us, are the hailstorms over or do we have any more to look out for?
Well, I sure hope so, but I would say give it another month, month and a half, and hopefully at that time we'll start to see those things wind down. Some of the more recent ones that have hit have actually been in some less densely populated areas, which we've been fortunate on, but that one from May 8th is the largest we've ever seen, so we'll be feeling that for years to come.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends that had a lot of cars that got messed up bad in that one.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, what's your website? How do people get a hold of you?
Phone number is 303-431-9351, and they can visit us online and also do quotes and get a lot of good, useful information at insuranceincolorado.net.
Insuranceincolorado.net. Awesome. And then also, everybody, if you want to get Jeremy's information, it's also on the AmeriChicks website as well. So thanks so much, Jeremy McCollum. We appreciate you.
You got it. Fantastic. Have a great rest of your show.
Thanks.
Thanks. Well, that we do love entrepreneurs, and we really are blessed with some fabulous Growing Our Brand partners. So thank you so much, Jeremy McCallum with Alliance Insurance Services. And Molly, this show has gone by really quickly. It has just been really terrific to have Randy Mills and Deb Scheffel in studio with us. They are part of the Elevate Douglas County slate of Randy, Ryan, Deborah, and Grant. And just any quick 15-second, Deb, last thoughts?
I was just thinking that it is said that education prepares our kids for a time that we may not see, and it's just so important that our school districts and Douglas County in particular prepares our kids to thrive and succeed, every single one of them in Douglas County.
Well, thank you, Deb Scheffel. And Randy Mills, any final thoughts?
Well, learning is always perpetual. So we're hoping to prepare our students in Douglas County just for that purpose.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Again, that's the Elevate Douglas County slate, Randy, Ryan, Deborah, and Grant. And Molly, the quote for today, I thought, I really like Booker T. Washington, and I found one of his books from my childhood because I was looking for this speech
Is it a hardback?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Is it 20,000 pounds?
Mm-hmm. So, but Booker T. Washington he was born into slavery. He became an American educator, author, orator, an advisor to presidents of the United States. He was born in 1856. He died in 1915. And given what we were talking about with education today, I thought this was pretty terrific. He said, "What we should do in our schools is to turn out fewer job seekers and more job makers. Anyone can seek a job, but it requires a person of rare ability to create a job."
Well, that's awesome. Well, this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and the children are our future, and we care about all of them, and education's big key. So pay attention to what your kids in your neighborhood are learning out there and stand up for them. They're our future. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim on KDMT every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. We'll see you here tomorrow night, same place.